Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name and what follows. Psalter 241, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 1, the verses 57 through 66. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 1, the verses 57 through 66. And now Elizabeth's full time came, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son, and her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Martin Outshorn, who remains in the Calgary Hospital after undergoing several surgeries this week. Mr. Buster Peter, who was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital on Monday and remains there, and the family of Ellie Slingeland, who exchanged time for eternity this past Friday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou hast granted another Lord's Day unto us and our children. The year is quickly drawn to a close when thou granteth it only one Lord's Day left. Then thou hast already given many Lord's Days in this year unto us and our children, when we could come up to thy house and to hear what thou hast to say unto us. And now thou in thy mercy and in thy long suffering, then thou granteth another soul's mark a day, where it may still be declared that there is a way to be delivered and a way to be saved. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to grant a humble and a broken heart under thy goodness, that we truly may become small, an impression of who thou art and who we are, that our sins are great, that they are manifold, and that they need to be pardoned, shall it be well. Oh, an impression that we are quickly going through the time to a never-ending and an all-decisive eternity. Lord, then we may humbly acknowledge thee, that thou hast spared the whole congregation from the youngest to the oldest, that thou hast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, but that we may still be in the precious land of the living. Although a family in our midst, a word has pleased thee in a sister congregation after a lengthy illness of 3/4 of a year, that a dear wife, a dear mother, a dear grandmother, a dear sister and further family member was called upon to exchange time for eternity. Lord, wilt thou remember that whole mourning family, those amongst us, a father in the hospital? Wilt thou also remember and be mindful of him, and that he may experience upon his hospital bed that thou art not bound to time nor place, that he may receive a Sabbath day blessing? Lord, then we commend unto thee the husband who has become a widower, the children who have become half orphans. Wilt thou remember the whole family circle? Wilt thou remember the parents? O Lord, wilt thou uphold them also in the days to come, and that the callings may be sanctified. O wilt thou remember all the mourning ones in our midst, the widowers, the widows, those that have brought children, parents to the grave. O wilt thou remember them all together. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask of thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. Then also in this day, then it shall not return void unto thee, O wonder-doing God. And may it please thee to go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, where there is no need for that Savior. And may it please thee to uncover by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that we may become a sinner, that we may become the sinner, and a sinner that may learn that we can never save ourselves. That room, Lord, that is thy work, that is the work of thy Holy Spirit, to make room for that precious Christ child in the heart of his people. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou remember thy Zion? Then we read in the scriptures that there was a waiting church, but that there was also a church that was given to sing concerning that precious Christ child, instructed by thee with that vehement desire, that thy great and worthy name may be praised. Lord, may in this very day, in this very hour, may then thy kingdom come, and thy name may be glorified. Then in this morning hour, then not only the audible sacrament, the visible gospel shall not only be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel. When the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered, Lord, wilt thou then remember these fathers and mothers with their little ones? There is a father and mother with their little one that could not be present because of sickness. In the midst of the family circle, we commend them also unto thee, where their thoughts shall multiply. And then, Lord, also the thoughts of these parents shall multiply. A father and a mother who were called upon in the past to bring their firstborn to the cemetery, wilt thou continue to uphold them? Another father and mother where their child was born prematurely, where they have spent many weeks in the hospital, but they were privileged to return home with their precious little gift. Lord, impress upon all these parents how good thou art, that in this morning hour, that they may be privileged to come up to thy house and to present their little child in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, where thou shalt stoop so low, that thou shalt be pleased to put thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, Lord. And may these parents have come up with prayer and with supplication, begging for thy help, also with the oath which they hope to make. May they be privileged, granted, that they may be given to carry their little child upon the arms of prayer unto thee, begging of thee, that thou may do for their child, for their children, for them as parents, what is signified therein, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Thou art still gathering a church, and then in this morning hour, then thou art proclaiming in a special way Ah, for a people that is so hard of learning, then thou wast also given the visible gospel, that the faith of thy people may be strengthened. Ah, may it be used to that end. Lord, thou wast promised by means of the prophet of old, that thou shalt pour out thy spirit upon our seed, and thy blessing upon our offspring. Do it in a richer measure amongst us and our children, Lord. Wilt thou remember these parents then in this very morning hour? May it be a special, and may it be an unforgettable morning for them. Then we also commend unto thee the barren ones amongst us, and wilt thou remember the unborn? Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents in this morning hour? Oh, then we think of a grandfather in the hospital who was underwent different surgeries in this past week, and then according to the physicians, and then they may believe that the surgeries have went well. But now, Lord, the blessing and the healing that is thy work, and may then the means be blessed, and the calling sanctified. Remember him with his dear wife and the family circle. Lord, remember all the afflicted ones amongst us. Remember the mother who in the past weeks has heard that dreadful tiding and at the moment is anxiously waiting. Lord, wilt thou uphold her with her husband? Grant them a place at thy footstool where they may mightily cry unto thee. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy special blessing, thy special favor, and thy special presence, that it may be experienced that the Lord was in our midst. To that end, may it please thee to grant help from the sanctuary and to strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou remember the whole congregation, from the youngest to the oldest, graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance. Remember all those that could not come up to thy house. Remember our elderly ones in the care home, bound to their homes. Remember all when they may listen along, and grant thy gracious blessing. Lord, then by renewal, we have to confess that we have nothing to plead upon. Oh, we are a congregation of poor sinners, a sinner traveling to a never-ending eternity, a sinners that need to be saved. Oh, what shall it be to go lost under such a precious gospel? But, ah, Lord, thou knowest that in our deep fallen Adam, that we have lost everything, that we have lost thy image, and that it is free and sovereign grace when thou lookest upon a sinner. But thou hast declared in thy word that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Ah, Lord, do it then in this very morning hour, and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, we shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 1, at the verses 62 through 65. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. Our text words speak of the naming of John the Baptist, with three thoughts. In the first place, the painful silence surrounding this name. In the second place, the glorious praise given with this name. And in the third place, the expectation concerning this name. Beloved congregation, in this morning hour we are called upon with our thoughts to go to a dwelling in the hill country of Judea, where wonderful and marvelous things have taken place. A dwelling where the sacrament has been administered, the sacrament of circumcision, a little boy of 8 years old. And then in this morning hour, then we hope to hear what has taken place before that sacrament, what has taken place with the administration of that sacrament, and also what has taken place after. Thus, fathers and mothers, then we can draw many lines in this morning hour. May you be given to reflect what has taken place before this morning hour. May you be given to meditate oftentimes. Oh, may it be impressed upon your mind that this morning hour you could not forget. And when that takes place, then it shall also leave something behind. Then in this dwelling in the hill country of Judea, there was an old husband and wife. They were righteous before God, blameless and all the ordinances of God. What a blessing when, as husband and wife, both converted, and that close and tender life. Then surely, if we had lived in that day, and we have visited that hill country, and we have met boys and girls, and we have asked them, is there yet a people that is given to greatly fear the Lord? Oh, then undoubtedly they would have said, there is Zacharias the priest and Elizabeth. If we would have asked those children, how can you tell? Or maybe they would have simply said, we can see it on their walk. Oh, sometime I think as a child, that is Zacharias and Elizabeth, that they are so holy that they have no sin. Of course, if we would ask them, because the closer a child of God may live with his God, the more he shall be troubled with the infirmities of the flesh. Perhaps those children would have said, oh, we have heard him speak of the wonderful things of the Lord. And now it has pleased the Lord to lay upon that old couple a great burden, a great cross, because it is declared that they had no child. And then it is clear that they have prayed oftentimes, undoubtedly, as I read in Genesis 25, that Isaac has entreated the Lord in the presence of his wife Rebekah, that they may receive a seed. But it seemed that the Lord has not heard. Maybe a few souls in my midst that are still walking upon the earth with unheard prayers. And when another year is drawing to a close, that it seems that it shall never be. But then in this chapter, oh, what an encouragement to pray on, because the Lord gives, the Lord hears, and the Lord answers prayer. And now that old Zacharias, then the lot has fallen upon him, that he may bring that incense into the holy place, to put that fire and that incense upon the golden altar of incense. And then the angel Gabriel has appeared. Oh, he was filled with fear. Oh, when we have an impression of the Lord and the things of the Lord, then many times we shall be filled with awe and with reverence. And then the angel Gabriel has come with such a wonderful message. Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. Ah, they have begged the Lord so often for a child, and now to receive a message from heaven, a Gabriel, a heavenly message, that their prayer is heard. Then we would think that a Zacharias would have fallen on his knees with adoration, that he would have said, praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. What shall I render unto the Lord? Oh, with a holy desire that his duties may be finished and that he may return to his dwelling and says, oh, Elizabeth, the Lord has appeared and our prayers have been heard. They shall be answered. We shall receive a little child, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, in the Old Testament, of course, that only applied to the tribe of Judah. Then those parents, the godly parents, had a desire that they would become the parents of the promised Messiah. But there was also promised a forerunner. Oh, for the church of the Old Testament, the prayers have been multiplied. How has that now been with you, parents? Many prayers have undoubtedly been sent up in the time that you were expecting, and also after your child was born. But have there now also been prayers? Have you begged the Lord that it may be a little one that may be born again in the womb? Same as John the Baptist, because the Lord is still the same. It is in a wonderful, mysterious way that we cannot understand. When we come to years of discretion, then faith cometh by hearing. But we have the examples also in the Scripture of children that were born before they were born. Has there also been such a prayer, and even a little one, a boy was a boy that may be given to serve in the church, and a girl if may be spared a godly mother in the home? But alas, for a Zacharias, it seemed to be too late, because they have become old and stricken in years. And then Zacharias was given to look on the circumstances. But he was not given to remember what the Lord has done in the days of old. And Abraham, a Manoah, unto a Hannah. He was not given to look unto the Lord, for whom nothing is impossible. What a difference that young Virgin Mary, she has received a much more marvelous message. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it according to thy word, verse 38 of this chapter. And as Zacharias, whereby shall I know it? And the Lord has given a sign, he would be dumb until the day that it would be performed. Oh, with Zacharias, it is true, he still had a sign. The worst for the people of God when it is right is when everything is so still. It was not so easy for Zacharias, but he has received the sign that the Lord still knew of him and that it would come to pass. And then Zacharias could no longer speak unadvisedly with his lips. Oh, what a deep way and what an awful sin unbelief is. Robs God of his glory, questions his attributes, of his power, of his mercy, of his wisdom, of his faithfulness, of his truth. What a darkness unbelief brings in the life of a child of God. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that learn more and more that they can bring of self forth nothing but unbelief, and that faith is a gift of God. Ah, they understand that prayer of that father in Mark 9, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It was a blessing that Zacharias had a God-fearing wife, not a Pharisee. Oh, then he would have been beaten. But a wife that has also experienced the things of the Lord. Thus a silence for 9 months. But now, at 9 months was not so easy. Oh, what Zacharias have seen an Elizabeth and Mary communion with each other and with heaven for 3 months. But now the child was born. And, oh, those last 8 days, as has the angel not said, until these things be performed. And then they have received their little child. And Zacharias was still as dumb as ever. Oh, those last 8 days, how was Zacharias? Must have come to his wit's end. We read of neighbors, friends, that they have come to rejoice with Elizabeth, with her, in those former months. And as Zacharias is still dumb, until these things be performed, what did Zacharias need? Oh, we needed more light and a little instruction. Because Zacharias has surely thought now the child is born and still dumb. Oh, then it is becoming more and more evident that I am not one of the Lord's. Because in the life of God's people, when the one thing goes upside down, then usually everything goes upside down. Oh, Zacharias, the wife of Zacharias and Elizabeth was given to rejoice, but as Zacharias was still dumb, thus a painful silence. Is there ever silence in your family circle, parents? As in this past week, maybe one of the partners being a little quiet, not said so much. And that the husband and wife have said, "Why are you so quiet? Have I done something wrong? Have I offended you?" And that perhaps the one has said, "The sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered on the coming Lord's Day." And then we are called upon to give an oath. And I feel so insufficient. And then how necessary. Then we hope to see that sacrament administered. We and our children need to be saved. Oh, how can we really live so easy on in this life? There is only one thing needful. It is a blessing. When there may be those times of silence, and I'm not speaking of unbelief, but that we may have an impression of divine realities. Oh, Zacharias, for those 8 days, receive the child. And the Lord said, "Until these things be performed." Then the angel was pointing to the full fulfillment, that that child would also be named to receive the administration of the covenant. I read in Psalter 289, verse 8, "My plighted word I will not break, nor change the promise that I spake." Let us first sing. Of 448, 1 and 2, "Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known." Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 2. the naming of John the Baptist, the painful silence, and now secondly, the glorious praise. On the eighth day they have gathered together that the little child of Zacharias and Elizabeth may be circumcised. And then we read in the scriptures that with the administration of that sacrament, that the child would officially receive his name. And then we read in our text words, the verses before, that it seemed that many times the custom that the child would receive the name of the father or other relatives. And therefore the thought of the neighbors was that that little boy would be called Zacharias. But Elizabeth so said, no, he shall be called John. And then they have asked that dumb Zacharias, that old priest, and they have given him a writing table. And then he was given to write, his name shall be John. And then the Lord has made it true. Oh, when Zacharias was given to look back, until these things be performed, then he understood that those words would become true, that he would be dumb until the day, that the child would receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, would be officially named. And then his mouth was opened, and then he was given, as we read in our text, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed. Who has done that, boys and girls? Who has now loosed the tongue of that Zacharias? That was the Lord by his Spirit, because I read in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And in one of the Psalms, I have believed, and therefore I did speak. And to that end, and he spake, and praise God. Then in the song of Zacharias, oh, then when we read that song, it is true. In verse 76, then the prophet has spoken of his little child, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. But then Zacharias was given to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the fullness of time, and the blessings which he would bestow upon his church. Then he has said, the Lord has visited and redeemed his people. Oh, what a blessed time, when it is the favor time to favor Zion, when the church may receive a visit not only personally in the life of a child of God, but that it may be on a broader scale, that it becomes evident that it is the Lord's time, as I read in Psalm 102, to favor Zion. Oh, what a blessed time, when the child of God may receive a visit, an instruction, a comfort, a providential deliverance, a humbling of the heart, exercised with the coming of Christ's kingdom. Oh, he has redeemed his people. He has bought them back. Then he has said that the Lord has given that horn of salvation, that the horn, as we read in Psalm 132, it was given to bud. And then in the last verses, then Christ by renewal, the day spring that would arrive upon those that sit in the shadow of darkness, in the shadow of death, and that sit in darkness, Oh, then it was a special time in the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth, where the praises have ascended unto heaven. Ah, that was a circumcision that was not forgotten. What a blessing, parents. Have you asked for it? Have you asked for it? Have you begged the Lord that in this morning hour it would be such a special morning that you could never forget? And when that takes place, then it shall also leave something behind. Then you shall not return to your homes, and then it shall not fade so quickly out of your minds. But then you shall remember it. That is our third thought. The expectation concerning this name. Because then we read, and fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. It is the general thought. Because when we reached Joshua 21, the verses 11 and 12, then Hebron is mentioned with the hill country of Judea. That was the third resting place of Abraham when he has dwelt in the promised land. In that vicinity, there was the grave of Machpelah. There Abraham and Sarah were buried. Isaac and Rebekah, there Jacob and Leah were buried. That was the place where the spies in Numbers 13 have gathered that precious fruit, those pomegranates, and also those clusters of grapes. Thus it was a place with many memories. And now we read that it was noised abroad that the Lord has visited his people. They have heard what has taken place in the temple, heard that Zacharias was dumb, but now a little child was born. He was the prophet of the highest, a prophet after 400 years. They have heard what has taken place with a circumcision, that the mouth of dumb Zacharias was opened, that he was given to praise the Lord. And then we read that in that hill country of Judea, that many people were gathered together, and that they in the first place were not speaking about the weather and the price of animals, of crops, of their business, but that they were given to speak of the wonderful things of the Lord. Should her heart not be filled with a holy jealousy? And then concerning that people in that hill country, when they have heard of that little child who would be a prophet, and also for Zacharias and Elizabeth, how they must have looked upon that little boy in a special way. When he come to years of discretion, even when he was very young, that fear of the Lord would become manifested, and that when he became older, that people have kept such a close eye on that boy, waiting and praying for the time that he would be sent forth to prophesy to the children of Israel. Are there still such parents in my midst with an expectation, a given prayer that you may believe, or even a promise concerning your seed? Then it shall be the same as it was in the hill country of Judea. then there shall be many prayers and a close looking. It is true, still a blessing when we may notice in our children when they are young that they have deep impressions. They walk not so easy over the world. We must let it overwinter, because there can be many impressions. Maybe there are older ones in my midst. When you think back, when you were a little child, maybe you remember sermons, circumstances, maybe times you could not sleep, and it is all weathered away. Nevertheless, still a blessing and a privilege when there are impressions. We need the saving work of the Holy Spirit. Parents, may it please the Lord to grant something of our text words. May you be given to beg the Lord fervently for his help, and that the Lord may remember your family circles. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. Wilt thou grant those wonderful things unto us and our children? And then by renewal we commend these fathers and mothers with their little child, their other children, unto thee. Lord, remember the whole congregation, from the youngest to the oldest. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. May we keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 48, the stanzas 7 and 8. Both rich and poor, both bond and free, shall worship him with bended knee, and children's children shall proclaim the glorious honor of his name. The consistory wishes to announce the following. At the male members' meeting held December 11, the following office bearers were chosen for elder: Mr. Henry DeCock and Case Oscom. For deacon, Mr. Peter Bell and Peter Grisnick. All have accepted their respective offices. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before December 25. And the banner of truth is at the exit. Psalter, the stanzas 7 and 8. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.